Monday morning, he got a train to White Plains. When he got to Taunton Place, Dot opened the door for him, and he followed her to the kitchen. "It's all settled," he told her. "You're kidding." "I'm not the sarcastic one," he said. "I handled it over the weekend. It's all taken care of." "You never said a word on the phone, and you always do." "I'm usually calling from out of town," he said. "I figured I'd be here soon enough. I'd tell you in person." "And you usually seem, well, what's the word I want, triumphant? Not bursting into song, necessarily, and maybe even a little reserved, but like you're the cat bringing in the dead mouse, pleased with yourself." "I'm pleased," he said. "Any minute now you're going to do handsprings, Keller, I can tell." "Well, it was complicated," he said, "and it took a while. And when it was done, I didn't get to pack up and go home." "Nothing to pack," she said, "and you were already home. How'd you do it?" "The subway." "Is that how you got out to Williamsburg?" "Oh, the subway's how you did it." "An oncoming train," he said. "And a body on the tracks. Did he jump or was he pushed?" "You know what's funny? So many times they want an accident, and it's not always possible to stage it so it gets past forensics. But this guy wanted a big splash, and what you gave him is something that'll go in the books as an accident." She frowned. "Although when a whole subway train runs over you, big splash is not an entirely inappropriate phrase." "The client won't complain," Keller said. "I don't even care if he does," she said, "because we're not working for him again or for anybody else in New York. So I'd just as soon he doesn't ask us." "He won't." She gave him a sharp look. "There's something you're trying to tell me," she said, "and I have a..."